And welcome to Sisters in a City with me, Anna Vakili.
And me, Mandy Vakili. It's good to be back, guys.
It's good to be back, but Mandy's hungover and she gets very heavy periods. Like, you always get really heavy periods as well.
I know, like, really bad. I feel like I'm losing all the blood in my body. Like, literally, it's horrifying.
You've always had this all, like, growing up, innit? I just remember, like, you'd literally put a tampon in and within however long, it's
really, really messed up. And also, like, I always think, like, you know, when you're losing blood and you're on your period, like, you need to be like, I don't know, I just think I need to have loads of sugar. So I've just basically ordered.
Mandy was like, I need some kind of, like, I need fuel. I'm losing so much blood. So she was like, let's order loads of ice cream and chocolates. I was like, and you know me, I have zero willpower. I was like, okay, even though I'm meant to be healthy. So I got like a cookie dough Ben & Jerry's. She got the weirdest one. Like,
it's banging. It's Magnum double salted caramel with crispy bits.
So not my vibe. Like, if I had to pick, I'd definitely be a Haagen-Dazs girl, but they didn't have Haagen-Dazs. Yeah, but still. And then she picked like Galaxy chocolate. And peanut M&Ms.
I like these.
Most random shit you pick. Like,
well, I told you to pick. Or no, pick,
you
okay? didn't.
You literally picked the most random things.
I just wanted something crunchy. I was feeling crunchiness.
I thought we had the same taste, but we don't.
Not anymore. Things have changed since I moved in with gingerbread and you moved in with cow's lick.
We're not the same anymore.
We're different.
I don't even know you anymore. I feel like we don't. I don't feel like I don't even know you.
No, please.
Who are you?
What?
I'm joking.
Judging me because of my minstrels and my M&M's.
Can't be all the way.
What are you supposed to eat and drink when you're on your period? Like, what is it that you're... Because, like, maybe we're wrong. Maybe I'm supposed to be having loads of strawberries or something. Or beetroot.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Like, this... Something's not working. It's making me feel very lethargic. But I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, guys.
And isn't it season 8, episode 12, Anna?
Episode 12.
End of the season.
My God, you're right. What the hell?
I know.
End of the season. How... fucking quick does time fly?
I know. And every single season, we're like, the next one, we're going to have guests.
No.
Every single time. The next season.
It definitely is, though, because we are going to have management soon and we're having a studio. We're just waiting to move in.
We're trying to move
in. We have a move-in date. Well, not really, but we have a move-in date, kind of. And we're just waiting for that date.
For our new studio, guys.
I can't wait.
Very exciting, yeah. But the fact that we've done this for like, it's going to be 9 seasons. It's going to be mad, yeah. Like, ages.
Yeah, I know. But I think we should like maybe keep these curtains
as like
stuff.
A memorial thing.
Yeah, like it's a memory. You know when we're like super, super
rich, successful. We can sell these curtains.
Yeah, because
we
one day
we can auction them for like hundreds of thousands. If anyone buy it,
yeah, because one day we're going to be so huge, and we're going to be so successful, and this podcast is going to be so big.
Wow!
And like we started at the bottom, like
with these curtains,
and like at one point these curtains are going to be worth a lot because like this is where they started.
This is all started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to be saying.
So we should store them somewhere.
Yeah,
in an attic. Your place. Mm-hmm. Your place is bigger.
What? Listen, you better stop, man. I store everything in my fucking place. All our summer clothes.
Your house is bigger.
All our bikini. It has no fucking storage. In fact, you need to come and take all that fucking shit.
No.
There's too many bikinis.
Your place is much bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you store it.
No, there's no storage. It looks big. It looks big. There's a lot of space, but there's no storage, okay? So no, we're not storing these fucking curtains in my face. We're definitely not
Could
doing
someone
that.
Please store our curtains for us? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
But anyway, yesterday I went on date night with Kalzik and Mandy went on date night with Gingerbeard. And then we met up afterwards. We're going to go into more detail about like how the date nights went and stuff on our Patreon episode, which is going to be out on Thursday.
It's private.
Yeah. But just a quick like catch up with you guys.
How was your restaurant, by the way? Tattoo.
Yeah.
Where you went?
Yeah. It's beautiful. Like the settings was beautiful.
Is it Soho, right?
I don't know. My sense of location and direction is terrible.
Okay, you just close your eyes until you get there, basically, like me.
I'm like that. But then,
How was the food?
It was beautiful. And the food was okay. I mean, I'm not big on Chinese.
Was it like a vibey place, like popping off? Was it more like a romantic?
Yeah, more romantic. It definitely wasn't a vibey place.
Oh.
Yeah. But we'll talk about...
Oh, we're going to talk about more on Patreon.
We'll talk about
Patreon,
it on Patreon. But yeah, we met up afterwards and Mandy... I don't know, how many drinks did you have? Because like, I feel like... my tolerance to alcohol has gone down a lot. Like, I have, like, a few drinks and I feel really...
Yeah, same.
It hits me. Have I become a lightweight or what is going on?
I'm aging, bro. The way I am aging.
Exactly. I used to be on shots, like, drink so much, come home, get up. Even on a hangover, I'll be all right. I can't even watch a movie now on a hangover because I'm so, like...
absolutely fucked. Yeah.
So, and like, it takes me 3 working days to recover. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm 34 this year, and it's definitely like coming up to 3 working days to recover.
Literally, I can get my PLT order quicker than I can recover from a hangover. Like, that's how long the hangover lasts. Literally.
That's such a good one. Where'd you come out with these lies?
Because you know they do like 24-hour next day delivery shit. But Anna, I'm telling you, I didn't even drink that much yesterday.
Yeah.
But today, yeah, honestly, you're really a crane had to get me out of the bed. Yeah. I got out 2:30 p.m. I was still in bed.
Mandy called me and she was like, I've just woken up. She was like, what should I get? Nando's or pizza?
Imagine, like, I've been working hard all week dieting and now I've had a tub of ice cream, pizza. I've ruined everything.
It goes down the drain.
Everything goes, I always tell you, alcohol does this. Alcohol. You're like,
I am starting to get put off alcohol now. You know, I used to love to have a drink, but now I'm starting to be like, I'm starting to get put off.
I really feel alcohol is a normalized drug.
Yeah.
It's a normalized drug. And what did that Tom Holland say? That guy, that Spider-Man. Didn't he say, if somebody gave you a drink and they said, imagine it was invented today. Imagine it just got invented, yeah? And I said, have this drink. It's either going to make you so happy or so emotional or so angry.
But we know that, man.
You'd be like, get it away from me.
No, we know that and we drink it.
It's because we've grown up being conditioned to believe that socializing and having a good time and fun goes hand in hand
with alcohol.
With alcohol. It's a normalized drug. Like, people are looked down on for not drinking. Yeah. People are judged.
I'm not going to
lie. You don't drink? They're like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And I feel so bad, but I'm that person that sometimes be like, why are you not having a drink? Like,
yeah.
And I'm not going to be that person anymore, ever. Like, you know, when you reflect, like, and I'm like, I don't want to be that person that when someone doesn't drink, like,
yeah,
oh,
I used to be
drink.
Like that person. Yeah, I used to be like, you can't trust anyone that doesn't drink. There must be a fucking weirdo when they're drunk or something.
Really?
That's
you're worse than me. You're a terrible person.
There's like a long, like, philosopher's quote on, you know, goodreads.com about alcohol. Everyone find it. Like, philosophical quote about alcohol or poetry about alcohol. Trust me, find it. And this man says to his son in this quote, it's like, son, never trust a man who doesn't drink. Should I read it out of the podcast? It's really interesting.
Go on then.
Okay, so it's by James Crumley. And I haven't read this for ages now. I'm worried if I can even read it. Son, never trust a man who doesn't drink because he's probably a self-righteous sort. A man who thinks he knows right from wrong all the time. Some of them are good men, but in the name of goodness, they cause most of the suffering in the world. They're the judges, the meddlers, and son, never trust a man who drinks but refuses to get drunk. They're usually afraid of something deep down inside, either that they're a coward or a fool or mean and violent. You can't trust a man who's afraid of himself. But sometimes, son, you can trust a man who occasionally kneels before the toilet. The chances are that he is learning something about humility and his natural human foolishness, about how to survive himself. It's damn hard for a man to take himself too seriously when he's heaving his guts into a dirty toilet bowl.
Who wrote this? Because whoever wrote this is definitely a judgy alcoholic. Because, like, how you need to judge people that don't want to get drunk because they don't trust themselves when really what comes out of you when you're drunk isn't yourself?
Right?
That's not you. That's not the real you.
That's what's interesting.
Your morals and, like, your, like, you know, the things that are important to you kind of go out the window. And
that isn't you.
That's not you.
And it's not even an exaggerated form of you. It's actually literally playing roulette with your mind. You're playing roulette.
And if anything, the person that doesn't get drunk or drink too much, like to the point where they're heaving their guts out, cares about their health.
I feel like this is becoming a cult.
Yeah.
We're starting a cult. It's because I've been watching this Twin Flames is making me laugh. You know how they slowly start influencing their viewers? We're definitely not influencing you. I'm still going to fucking be getting drunk here. But drink with awareness.
Yeah, we're definitely not ones to preach about alcohol.
No, we're not.
We love to have a drink.
But it's always good to be aware.
It's good to have self-awareness.
Yeah. And everything's to a balance and to a limit. Because, look, I've been a victim of my own, like, craziness when I've been drunk. And I've done things I regret. Some of the biggest mistakes I've ever made. So, like, I've learned to, like, maybe, I don't know, drink cautiously.
Exactly. And also, with age, it's hard. Like, it catches up to you.
Yeah, your body just can't cope.
I mean, but he's 30. Even me 4 years ago compared to today is a big difference. I'm 34 this year.
Imagine that you're going to be 34.
I know. And I've never felt like it's weird. Like, it's not spoken about enough. Like, women at this age is a very weird, difficult...
It's weird, though, because you're only 1 year and 9 months... Like, 1 year and a half. So, 1 year and 6 months older than me. But, like... When you say 34, it just sounds like so different.
Yeah, I mean, it is July, but it's like, it's not spoken enough about, they speak a lot about women turning 30, but they don't speak about like mid-30s. I think it really hits you because when you just turn 30, you just turn 30. When you hit your mid-30s, it's like a very weird transition and awkward stage for women.
Where did our life go?
It just, it's such a weird, and you know when you watch Love Island and stuff and they're like, 25 now, I'm really ready to settle down now.
Yeah.
Really ready to have kids now. Yeah. I'm like,
I know.
Whoa.
And
like
when the men say it, yeah. I'm like, Gingerbeard, look, be ashamed of yourself.
You never, ever feel as old as I do when I watch Love Island.
Yeah,
like, they're
same.
Like, yeah.
I've done it now. I've got it all out of my system. I'm ready now. Start a family. And they're like fucking 26.
Yeah, literally.
Like the, that's when they're ready.
Yeah. But I mean,
so
I don't...
How do you feel going on to like 34 this year?
I definitely don't regret not settling down and having kids before the age of 30. Like, yeah. I'm so glad I didn't do that. Like, I could have done that if I wanted to.
Yeah,
I could still
too.
Probably do that now.
Mm-hmm.
But like... It's just a weird feeling when people are saying that. It's like something wrong with me. Like, why am I not like they are? Like, why am I still like living my best life?
Because you were just too busy living your best life, literally.
Yeah, but I'm still wanting to like, I still...
Do you know what I think? I feel like, look, kids change everything. Like, once you have a kid, your life is pretty much goodbye Mandy's life. It's now my child's life. And like, everything you do is your child's life. Like... Every decision you make, 24 hours a day, your world revolves around your kid. But like getting engaged and settling down, like getting married, doesn't really change anything.
Yeah.
Especially when you are in a serious relationship and you're like living with your partner. It doesn't really change anything. It just says like, okay, we're down for the long run now. Like we're serious about each other.
Yeah.
So that I kind of think like, why hasn't that happened
but
for
me? But
do
you think
maybe?
That we're like selfish or something? Like that we haven't had kids up until now?
No.
Because we care about our life so much. But we're not selfish people. We're like selfless. So I don't get it.
No, it's nothing to do with selfishness. What
you like
wanna?
You just said, like, you know, you it's not your life anymore. It's a child's life.
Yeah.
So that's the reason we're selfish. We want our own life.
Does that make you selfish? Or does it just make you just want to live your life? Like, that's not selfishness. Like, sometimes I think... that's why some people think that people have kids are selfish. The other way around. People have kids to not be alone in their old age. Or people have kids... like literally out of boredom. People have kids when there's like so many kids to adopt. So
right,
like
you
could judge
you
anything.
Exactly, yeah, it's true. I mean, we always end up on the topic of kids and marriage, don't we?
I know,
you mean you love talking about that.
It's the mid-30s
but we are that age where it's like the conversation that's to be had all the time and it always comes up on it all the time, doesn't it?
I feel like I do want to have kids. Like I actually realized a lot recently that I do want to have kids.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not like, I don't want my kids. I don't want kids. I do want kids. But I probably want to start, and I want it to be like a stage where it's not happened accidentally or unplanned. I want to try for a baby.
Yeah.
I want to try for a baby. Like, we're trying for a baby. And I want it to be like when I'm, like, earliest 34, but the best age, I think 35, like 3 years from now.
Yeah, for me, that's now in 6 months. Not happening.
Oh, what? No, it wouldn't be.
34 though.
I'm 35.
You say that because I'm 34. You're trying to make me feel better.
No, because now I'm thinking I'm probably going to be the same situation as you. So 35. But what do you think about 35?
Like, I don't know.
A lot can happen in a year. Like even Gingerbread was saying, like in 1 year, you can literally get so much out of your system.
I definitely think like for me, the most important thing is to be married before I have a child. I want to be married. Like I've always wanted to be married before I've had a child. I mean, I always imagine my life. I always say this, but I always imagine my life, everything moving fast, like me meeting someone, getting engaged really quickly and like marrying them and then kids come after. But then like, that's not happened with me. I'm free. It's almost 3 years since I met Cowslick and we're not engaged. So it's really awkward. I really do wish that
Have
I never
had that conversation with him.
I'm going to talk about this tomorrow in my Patreon episode.
Yeah.
Well, we're recording it tomorrow, but it's for Thursday. I'm going to talk about it a little bit. But I do wish I never moved in with Cowslick.
Oh my God, 100%.
And I always used to say this before, I don't think you should move in with someone before marriage. And like, then I kind of changed my mind a little bit because I thought you do get to know someone really well when you marry them. But I actually do go back to thinking like you shouldn't marry them because then they feel like they've got everything, you know. Anyway, we'll talk about this probably... Yeah. In our next episode. I thought today what we'll do is we'll do like
relationship
dilemmas because we'll end the season on relationship dilemmas. And this whole season, I think we only did it once.
Yeah, and we're obsessed with relationships. We're obsessed with talking about men, relationships, love and all this shit.
Exactly.
So that's the best way to end the season.
Exactly. And I've got loads of dilemmas that they sent on Patreon. So I'm going to go through them.
Mm, God.
So should I start with the first?
I always feel like there's pressure like to have all the answers.
You know what? When I read these dilemmas, it makes me feel a little bit... You know how our shit makes you not feel better?
Your shit makes us feel better as well.
Damn right. We're all in the shit together.
Mm-hmm. And there's some people who are pretending that everything's perfect and they're fucking lying.
Yeah, exactly. I do think that's why people relate to us, because we show our flaws. We talk about our flaws. Like, we just spoke about our alcohol situation. Like, we're alcoholics. We're not really. We've been drinkers. But we speak about our relationships. We speak about everything that we're not, our looks, our insecurities.
Yeah, everything.
Okay. And you guys obviously talk to us about it as well. So it's like a two-way thing. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Sharing is caring.
Yeah. Okay. So this one's a bit of a weird one.
What?
I cheated on my husband.
Oh,
I am happily married. Still, I chose to cheat on him with some guy who flirted with me. I was feeling guilty every minute, but I didn't stop. He told me he is just having fun and has no feelings for me, but I have feelings for him. It was going on and off for a year, and whenever he wanted, he left, and then he'd come back. I couldn't say no to him, so it would start again. He then asked me if he could borrow some money, so I gave him almost $5,000 because I couldn't say no to him. I felt if I said no, he would hate me and won't talk to me. At the same time, I felt used, and I was afraid of the possibility he could tell my husband. He keeps coming back. We have sex. I give him money. I need someone to talk to. I'm so ashamed to tell anyone that I'm cheating on my husband and being used at the same time. But I can't block this guy. I can't stop seeing him. I feel like my brain stops when he contacts me.
Oh my God. This is fucking mad. What in the name?
So she's obviously giving him money because firstly...
She's being blackmailed.
She's scared he's going to tell her husband.
My God, what in the name of the Twinder Swindler is this? He's actually blackmailing this woman.
Well, I don't know if he is. She just said she's scared.
This is a very strange scenario because it's usually a woman that would do this.
It's usually like
a woman that would be like to the man, I'm going to tell your wife you don't give me money.
Yeah, and it's usually the man cheating on the wife.
Yeah.
For once, it's the woman cheating.
It's the other way around, you know what I mean? We can't judge it because it's such a rare thing for a woman to cheat on her husband. So we just have to give her that. You know, we just have to... She must have a reason, do you know what I mean?
But the weirdest thing is she said, I'm happily married, but I still chose to cheat. If you're happily married, you wouldn't cheat.
Why would you cheat if you're happily married?
You're obviously not happily married. Something's
Why not?
Wrong.
What do you mean? You just can't eat steak every day, do you know what I'm saying? she wanted a bit of like...
This bad boy, know, that's come around taking her money.
This thief, blackmailer.
I can't believe that like women like this exist.
Yeah.
And they actually listen to our podcast.
Babe.
Like, I literally, for all the women that listen to our podcast, are like proper bad bitches. Like,
yeah,
they know what the fuck they're doing.
Well, at least bad bitches in the making.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on here. Like, happily married, cheats, and now is getting like financially exploited. Like, it just went from bad to worse.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And like, well, how does she get out of the situation? Because man's going to snitch. So what's she going to do? She's to get rid of all evidence. What? Every shred of evidence.
Right.
And then stop giving him the peace. Because it's getting well out of control now.
I don't know, but she says, I can't block him off. Like, she's like, every time he's contacting me, my brain stops.
Do you know what the bad thing is, yeah?
Like, she's addicted to this guy, obviously.
And she said, like, I started developing feelings, but he didn't develop feelings. Like, he disappears and comes back. Like, he's literally using her. Like,
he's using her for sex and money.
Like, it was first sex and he thought, I might as well add some money into this. He's living his best motherfucking life. Whoever this guy is... He's living his best life.
Guys pay for sex.
Yeah. This guy's getting the pussy and the peas. Yeah. He's the brass. Do you know what I mean?
He's getting the pussy and the peas.
Literally.
He's getting all the
double
peas.
Double P.
He's getting all the peas.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't understand. It's like, even when women try and be a bad bitch and be like, do you know what?
I'm going to cheat on my husband.
I'm going to have a little mistress thing, whatever.
Mistress, you mean?
I don't know. What is the name? They don't even have a name for it. When a woman who's married has a side piece, what do they call it?
Oh, that's so true.
Right?
Is it? There must be a name.
I'm just going to call it the male mistress, right?
Okay.
Even in that scenario, it's like...
They always
fuck it up. She becomes the mistress? Like,
She
becomes the mistress. Because like, usually it's the mistress that develops feelings and like, you know, gets hooked. And it's like, how could you turn a boss situation into like
no,
a
Mandy,
bankruptcy.
Stop it, Mandy. We cannot be going around saying cheating on your husband is a boss move.
No, it's
because you know
not.
Genuinely deep down she doesn't think that, she's just joking.
Obviously, it's bad. Look,
we always say that no matter what man or woman, cheating is bad. But it's just funny because never like is it
look
a situation...
cheating is bad, getting blackmailed's worse.
do you know what? The right thing to do would be to like literally divorce your husband.
What?
Yeah, she needs to divorce her husband.
She has to divorce her husband?
Yes. It's not fair on her husband. She's with him and she's just cheating on him and he's with someone and he has no idea that he's been cheated on.
All the men who cheated on their wives, divorced their wives,
everyone
would be single.
At least we would only be the only unmarried girls.
Everyone in their mid-30s would be fucking single.
That's true.
Start an organization. Look, honestly, it's mad and it's terrible, her cheating on her husband. Like, once you make those vows...
Yeah.
Once you make those vows to like marry someone, it's a whole nother level as well. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I want to talk to you tomorrow about.
That's a whole nother level. Like, that's like when your boyfriend, that's your husband. You're embarrassing him.
Yeah, that's why I feel sorry for the husband.
Yeah, my man going out working hard, bringing money back home. You're giving it to your
male mistress.
Yeah.
It's bad. That's why I feel sorry for the husband.
Yeah, it's not right.
She should divorce him.
But she obviously doesn't want to because she has a happy marriage. So
it's not happy. Something's wrong. If you're happily married, you wouldn't cheat, would you? Maybe so she's too happy married.
I'm trying to think about this from men. Men are very happy with their wives sometimes. Hot wives, you know, giving them all the sex they could ask for, but they still be cheating.
Maybe it's too happily married. You need to add a bit of toxicity in there.
Yeah. Maybe women, like, I don't know, probably the same as men as well. If they feel like they have an opportunity, some women might just take it. Do you know what I mean? Like, whereas obviously we're not like that, but some women, that's how men are. When men cheat, it's because they have an opportunity.
They think that they can get away with
it. They think they can get away with it. They have an opportunity.
But it's not about that. They're not happy. It's not even about, like, personally for me, how I see it is like, let's say I was going to cheat. It's not that I'm thinking I'm going to get away with it and Kalsik won't find out because like, probably I can get away with it and he wouldn't find out.
But you don't want to.
My conscience will eat me up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I cannot live with myself.
Yeah, me too.
Like, it will eat me up. It's not about him not finding out. Yeah. It's about, like, doing that to someone and them living their life.
Yeah, but...
Do you get what I'm saying?
Men will sleep like a fucking baby.
Fucked. So bad.
They will sleep like a fucking baby. And I'm saying this, like, literally, I think all men, even if they feel guilty and they feel like they made a mistake, they will be able to... Their conscience won't eat them up.
Yeah, what, do you really think that? Like, they don't feel guilty?
They'll feel guilty, I'm saying.
But they'll be able to sleep.
Like, as in, like, they'll feel guilty, they'll
feel
bad.
But they can get on with their life.
But they will be able to continue on the relationship and they'll be able to, like, sleep at night and, like... Because I just think women are so nurturing and caring and we care about our partner sometimes more than we care about ourselves.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't feel like men do that. But look, in this scenario, like, what I think she should do is, like, obviously come clean and be honest. Because, I mean, either way, she's going to get baited, so...
I don't know. If she comes clean and that she's honest...
They can go counselling, go to therapy, work through it.
What? He's not going to... What if he doesn't stay with her? Maybe he's that kind of guy that won't be with a girl that's been cheating on him nonstop and giving money to another guy.
Well, what's your, like...
Just divorce straight up. Bye.
Yeah, but you're going to have to give a reason for divorce.
You make an excuse.
Make an excuse. The guy does, that's worse. Leave him his whole life searching for closure, true, confused. He deserves honesty.
Like, maybe she should just say, I'm not happy in this marriage, though. Fuck knows. Maybe you're right. She should just come clean.
She has to come clean.
Yeah, you're right. The right thing to do is to come clean.
The right thing to do is come clean.
Yeah.
Like,
how do you do that?
That's mad. You have to do it on text, innit?
Yeah.
Disappear for a week. Go to
write a letter. Write a letter.
I have been fucking somebody else.
Not like that.
And they've been taking my money.
Write a letter and leave it on the kitchen counter. And
so you're making it like a movie.
And disappear.
Yeah. Just literally making it like a film, like a Hollywood film.
I don't know. I can't think of anything else.
The right thing to do is come clean.
Yeah.
All right?
In a letter.
But you should have never, ever cheated on him in the first place.
Yeah, guys, this is terrible.
And then, like, it just became so messy after that, you know, and then just getting finances involved. Like, and
definitely cut this other guy off.
Yeah.
Come on.
You should be like, listen, if you tell my husband, that's fine. He's going to kill you. He's going to kill you. He's crazy.
That's such a good idea.
He's crazy, though. So I'm just warning you.
Yeah, that's such a good
one. And I doubt he's going to say shit.
All right, let's go to the next one, yeah?
Go on.
One night, me and my boyfriend went clubbing separately and then met towards the end of the night and went home together. As we are going home, I'm on his phone and see chats with another girl. I then click on it and it's him asking if she's single and saying they will look good together. During while I went crazy about this, he explained that his friend was testing the girl as a test and his phone died.
Oh.
I know his friend and... is like that and does not care about my feelings. We are still together because I believed it was his friend and made him reassure me. I still think about it though and question if he actually did cheat on me.
I need proof.
Exactly right.
I need some serious evidence.
Right?
How? What does he mean? His friend is testing this girl. Testing her what? Testing her for what? An STD? He wants to fuck? What is he testing her for?
To see if like she... Because the question in the message was, are you single?
Was she single? The girl?
Well, obviously his friend's like dating that girl.
Oh!
But how convenient after a night clubbing.
Is his friend dating that girl? I need receipts.
Right. Bruh. That's what I'm saying. I need receipts as well.
Yeah, like, I need receipts.
I wouldn't believe it.
I ain't believing it.
I mean, I've had that situation when I got back with Kazlik and I saw something on his phone. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. And then he blamed it on his friend. The thing is,
which friend?
One of his friends, right?
Gingerbeard.
No. The thing is, right, for me at that point, it wasn't deep enough for me to go and
you
get...
You went with him at the time, so it's not right. Your damn business, bro.
Exactly.
Why even creeping for
the
his phone?
The thing is, wait, because I'm
single.
I'm so glad I did that because obviously I thought, because he was telling me he didn't do anything during those few months.
No, but you just, and then you normally just take that as like, I know he's lying, but let's move forward.
I mean, I don't like someone lying to my face when I know you're lying to my face. I don't like it. And I'm going to get the proof and make you look stupid. So I did it. Made him look stupid because obviously some of the stuff he admitted it was him and he admitted he lied. Mm-hmm. But like some of them, he was like, that's not me. That's my friend. So at that point...
What was his friend doing? Using his phone?
So yeah. So he just blamed it on his friend. And like at that point, it wasn't deep enough for me to get receipts as such. But if that happened to me now and I was with Kazlik and now and I saw something like that, you think he could just blame it on his friend? And I'm like, okay, I believe you. You reassured me. No way.
No. And also, I'm sorry, but like when a man is in a serious relationship and his friend wants to use his phone, he's going to be like, bro, are you trying to get me killed?
Yeah.
Like, do not use my phone for any of this weird ass first trapping shit because I have a girlfriend and she's going to think it's me. So you have many single friends, use one of their phones.
Yeah. I mean, don't she did say phone. Like, I know his friends don't care about me, but your boyfriend should care about you.
He got to come with some receipts.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you need to do some more checks in the future. And if this shows up again, then you know. Ain't that happening twice.
What I would have done at that point is like, call the girl now.
Yeah.
In front of me.
That is not going to do anything.
I'd be like, how did you get this number?
Get what number?
Because he'd just come back from a clubbing night out.
Yeah.
Probably he met the girl on the night out.
Smart, yeah.
But call her right now.
Yeah. Like, call her right
or
now.
Or text her.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you can't really believe in your man. Like, I don't trust him at all.
Yeah.
And like, there's a reason why you start dishing out your number now.
There's a reason why you're thinking about it still to this day.
Yeah, something in your gut.
Gut feelings are always right, you know. If you've got a weird gut feeling, something's off. But I think you should like follow it through.
Yeah.
And I think you should check his phone again.
I don't even know really about bad gut that I'm feelings saying that. Are always right though. I'm not going to lie.
Really? My gut feelings are always right. My gut feelings have not been wrong till now.
Really? I don't know. Me, like, if I get a thought in my head, if I think about it too much, it becomes like a physical feeling.
I think because of you, you're really like, you're an overthinker and you're
and
very paranoid.
I've done checks and then I like the fucking obsessed, insecure weirdo and there was nothing.
Yeah, but I think you're quite paranoid and overthinker.
Yeah, I guess if you're like OCD, there's no point. Because if I fixate on anything, it will just become like a feeling.
Yeah. I got a sudden whiff of foot smell. You smell it?
Maybe it's my ice cream.
No, I don't know if it's the ice cream melting, but something's smelling really funky.
Something stinky.
Something really funky. Can you smell it?
Yeah, it's this girl's boyfriend's behaviour. That's the funky smell, mate. That's the fishy smell. It's your man's bookie ass behaviour on his phone.
Yeah. I mean, me? I don't know. I won't say this for everybody else. My gut feelings are always right, yeah? Like, when I get a gut feeling about something and I check on it, it's always right.
Yeah. Look, I think there's nothing that's gonna... Nothing's better than cold, hard fucking evidence.
Absolutely. Like, firstly, you're going clubbing nights separately.
Yeah, why is that even happening?
And then you're meeting up together. Why are you going on separate clubbing nights? If you're
both
out...
Why are you not joining each other?
Like, yeah, if you're both out clubbing, like, why would you just not...
Gingerbread is not allowed to go clubbing without me. Unless I'm planning on, like, meeting him there, like... Do you know what I mean? Or something. He's not allowed to go clubbing without me. No. Not allowed.
It just doesn't make sense if you're clubbing and I'm clubbing.
Why
and
we're not clubbing together?
I'll never forget, like, when I came out of Love Island, there was one, I'm not going to say her name, a Love Islander.
Yeah.
And, like, she was out and then basically she went to a club that her boyfriend was at.
Mm.
And then he went mental at her for turning up at the club.
Yeah,
that
that's not a boyfriend. That's just a boy.
He was so angry at her for like turning up. And I was thinking, this is some weird ass relationship. Like, yeah, how is he so angry? My boyfriend would be happy to see me.
He should be begging you to come.
He'd be so happy to see me. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that wasn't her boyfriend. That was just a boy you saw as a friend.
But they're married now, so they...
What?
Yeah, they're married now, so maybe...
You hang around long enough.
Absolutely.
Then some men will just cuff you because they're like, look, she's been a mug all this time and like she'll be a mug for many more years to come. She's great.
Yeah, but you know what? It's true, you know. I've noticed that with a lot of like relationships.
Yeah, men marry like, mug.
Yeah. I've noticed that so much because I've seen like girls be in relationships with guys that like either cheat on them or they're not serious. They're fucking about. The girl stays. And in the end, the guy does marry her.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, does the guy fall in love with her?
I honestly do not know. Maybe you guys can help us. Is it because like suddenly he realizes and he has this realization that no one's going to love me like her and like she's the one, she's wifey? Or does he think like, rah, like maybe I should marry her because I can get away with anything?
I have no idea. I think
it's like a known thing that men don't normally marry someone they're in love with. Yeah. They marry someone who like ticks boxes for them.
Maybe. Maybe. But it happens a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, God knows.
Moving on. Next one. Hi, Anna and Mandy. I absolutely love you guys and your podcast is amazing. My dilemma is I am seeing two people. They are both amazing, but one my parents like and the other one my parents don't like. I am so confused and stressed who to pick. Thank you. I mean,
I really believe in like parents' opinions, yeah?
Wouldn't you go with the one that your parents like? If you're really confused about the
She's not confused. She likes the one that her parents don't like. Otherwise, this wouldn't even be a dilemma.
Because it's always a thing. You always want what, like, everybody advises you against.
Really?
Yeah. Because I remember when you were dating that horrible person.
Which one? I always date horrible people.
Yeah, you actually have. But, like, I'm talking about the one that, the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Your first boyfriend. And, like, every time me and my mom and dad would be like, Mandy, you can't see him anymore. Like, break up with him.
No, it's Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, she'd be even more, like, wanting to be with him. Like, it's a love story. But
it's like Notebook.
And then I was like, Mandy, you know what? I like him now. Like, you can have him. Like, you be with him.
She reverse psychologized me. She manipulated me.
Suddenly, she was like, I don't want to be with him.
Yeah.
So
I just wanted to be with him because no one let me be with him. And it was exciting for my life, basically.
Yeah. When I first met Kowslik, everyone was like, no, Anna, no.
Yeah, and you became fixated.
I was fixated on him. And everyone was like, Anna, my best friends, my sister, my cousin, everyone was like, Anna, no, he's not good news. And I was just like, I am obsessed with him.
But now we think he's good news. You still think like you love him now.
And now everyone's like, yeah, he's great. Because I was just like, you know. Anyway, the point is,
all right. You are drawn to the one that which is a rebellious, like the rebellious love.
Exactly. So maybe you might feel like you want to go with the one that your parents don't like. But really, I think what you should do, and I've always said this, if you're confused about two people, you make a list. You make a list of the good and the bad of each one, and then you weigh it out. And then also another good trick, write that second, think one person.
Oh, and they do that in Love Island.
Did they?
Yeah, they're like, if you had to choose someone right now, which one would it be? Who?
And at that moment, the first person that comes into your head, that's the person.
Yeah. Or another option is you could sit both men down and see how they feel about a polyamorous relationship. They're really growing now. They are.
Are they?
No.
Open relationships are growing now.
All three of them could unite to one harmonious triangle.
I mean, yeah, it's a bit weird.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not anything that floats your boat. Like, if you're happy, you're happy. But for me, it'll be weird.
What's this fucking weird? I'm joking.
I mean, you can't say that. A lot of people are happy having poly.
What is it? Polyamorous.
Family. Like families.
Polygamous?
Polygamous.
Relationships.
I just find the whole concept of open relationships really
strange.
They're
not open, Anna. They're closed, but they're with three people. They're three people involved. It's closed. It's not an open relationship.
Oh, right.
Babe.
Okay. I see what you mean. Like, but there's more than one partner.
Yeah.
All right. But also, open relationships as well could work for this person. But I just find them really strange.
Yeah, like where's
I feel that at the same time, they're probably more likely to work out.
All right, now we're getting into this whole other topic right now. Anna wants to dive into monogamy.
But don't you think they're more likely to work out than standard relationships?
No, I don't believe that open relationships are more likely to work out than monogamous relationships.
You can cheat.
Yeah.
It's not cheating. It's like, you know.
Yeah, but then it's not a relationship, really. You're just...
It's still as probably close as a relationship. You love each other, you know. You're there for each other.
Oh, we're really going to get into this right now. This is a whole topic for a podcast, right? Yeah. Monogamy.
All right, fine. Fair.
But I do... Anyway, going back to this person's issue, like, I do think that parents and family members, like, they do see things, like, in your best interest.
Absolutely. I really do think that because...
Especially parents.
Parents and older sisters.
I don't know about...
I'm joking.
Sometimes I don't know about siblings because like if they have a relationship with your partner, their judgment can get swayed. But parents normally don't have a relationship with your partner like that. They just see who's best for their daughter. Like,
yeah, I think... like anyone my mum's had an opinion about.
Yeah, she's always been right.
It's always been right. Like, and it's really weird. Like when I was younger, like in my mid-20s, I was really in love with this guy, like obsessed with him. And he was such a bad boy because I was so in love with him. I didn't see it, but she saw it.
And she kept
and like,
saying.
Thank God, like she kind of put that in my head and I didn't end up like pregnant and with his baby right now. And then like, even the guy that I was dating after a few years after that, which seemed like... ticking all the boxes, amazing. Like, he seemed like a Prince Charming. He was, like, smart, well-off, good-looking, sophisticated, well-mannered.
Yeah, what? Did she not like him either?
She didn't really have a liking to him. I don't know if you remember, but she was like, something's off.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember. She was like, something's off.
Yeah, and she was fucking definitely right.
And she never, like, I would have been surprised. Like, and he'd be like your dream son-in-law, right?
Yeah.
Everything
she had
about
a sixth
him.
Sense about him.
But she had some kind of weird feeling and she never got warm with him. She never felt warm. Like with Cowslick, my mom's so warm. Like she'll cuddle him, kiss him. Yeah. She feels like warmth towards him, but she always felt like something was off. And I do think that most of the time parents have got good.
I agree. My mom has hated every single boyfriend I've ever been with. Like, every single one of them.
Except for Gingerbeard. She likes Gingerbeard.
Yeah,
she loves
Gingerbeard. She always says to me in private, like, Mandy, he's a good guy. He'll be a good man for you in the future. Like, he might not be the most warmest, like, guy. He might be a bit cold and reserved, but she's like, this guy loves you and he's good. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And I just feel like they've got a good sixth sense, parents, you know? Unless your parents are tapped, then it's a bit different.
Yeah. Or sometimes, I don't know, maybe not all parents are like that, Mandy. And like, we can't say the same about dad.
No.
He wouldn't have no idea.
Yeah, he does not have a sixth sense at all.
And maybe that's not really great advice.
And also, if like, some parents are like really like religious or whatever, so they might just have an opinion based on that or culture, or race.
It's true.
So, yeah. You know what I mean? Just our experience.
Yeah, I think definitely do the whole list thing is the best one.
Pros and cons.
Pros and cons of each one. I think also if you're at age where you want to settle down, who's more likely to settle down with you?
Yes.
And also, who's more likely to bring peace and love and kindness into your life? I always think like that. Don't go with the one that's like exciting and, go for the one that's going to bring peace into your life. Don't be stupid. Like, don't be blinded by lust.
I think that like, more important than love, like love is the easy part, is like, do you have the same like values? Do you have the same morals? Do you have the same lifestyle?
Oh my God, agree.
Lifestyle is so important. Like, do you have good communication? Do you have respect? This is what's going to make it last, not
Absolutely.
The love. But you know what? Sometimes I've been thinking, like, I've been seeing these clips of people like, choose someone peaceful, choose calm. Like, that's how you know you found the one. Like, the one is not the one with fireworks and passion. Yeah. The one is the one. I don't know if I fully believe that either.
I do.
Do you? Like,
yeah, I feel like I've been in so many relationships, peaceful ones and crazy ones. And like, I feel like I've come to a conclusion personally.
But like, when you met Cowslick, it was fireworks. It's been passion. It's been one of those relationships.
Yeah. Yes.
I just think they're like, this life is so boring. No, it's like, a love going to be boring as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Because even now though, even my relationship now, I wish it was more peaceful than it is. Mm. Like, that's what I want at my age now. I think maybe when you're younger, you want all this
crazy. You want the fun. You want the toxicity.
Yeah, I don't want no toxicity. I don't want no drama. I want love. I want kindness. I want care. I want peace. I want to wake up, like, not be on edge. Like, what's the guy? Are we going to have an argument today?
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Fuck all that,
100%.
Man.
So choose that guy.
Especially when you have... Imagine if I feel like this now. Imagine if I have kids.
You're going to want it even more.
Yeah, like, you don't want any drama.
Yeah. I can't wait till we catch up on that next episode, because I can't wait to hear all the things you're going to tell me.
I know, me too. Okay, I'll do one more dilemma. Yeah? And we're going to call it a day.
Tell me.
All right.
What's this problem now?
My boyfriend accused me of cheating, but he has not got no proof. Now he claims he doesn't want a relationship with me anymore, but he wants everything with it, sexual. He said he could eventually trust me again, but it will take time. I have explained multiple times that I haven't cheated or lied to him, but he would rather listen to his friends than me. What should I do? He's the only person I love with my whole heart, and I never felt this towards anyone, but I don't know what to do.
He is a gaslighting, narcissistic, manipulative sociopath. I am fucking in shock. And you know what? Men, yeah?
They don't start.
I swear to God, they never want to hurt a girl and be the villain. They never want to be the bad guy. If they can get away with like, kind of like
twisting it.
Yeah. If they could twist the whole scenario to make it like, it's your fault and I'm the victim, they're going to do that. Like,
yeah.
They never want to hurt girls' feelings. Even watching Love Island, can you not tell? No man can actually stand there and be like, I do not fancy you. I do not like you.
Yeah.
They'll always find a way of being like, I'm just a victim. I'm just like exploring. Like, men cannot be straight. So he basically doesn't want to be with you anymore.
He wants to
fuck other people and fuck you at the same time.
Yeah, straight up. That's exactly what it is. Sorry to break it to you, babe, but that's...
And he's actually gaslighting you and making it seem like it's because of you.
Yeah, when he has no proof. Like, what do you mean I cheated on you with no proof? Like, where, how, that's when, weird. What? Such a fucking liar. Like, if you're going to accuse someone of cheating... You need some kind of like, even if it's not evidence, like recently...
Signs.
Yeah, you've been behavior. Like hiding your phone or like something that's giving them that kind of feeling or energy.
But I don't understand, like even if he had proof, even if he had signs, yeah? I won't have sex with you until I decide I can trust you again. Get the fuck out of here, man. Would you be able to sleep with you until I realize?
Yeah, whoever you are, like she's obviously a Patreon subscriber. Like, please do not have sex with him.
Do not.
Do not give him anything because he just wants to be able to have sex with you and then do his thing and live the single life.
I would block him on everything, like everything, complete ghost until he learns his lesson. Like he wants to be single. I'm telling you right now, he wants to be single.
Yeah.
And he's the worst part is at least if you're going to try and be single and you want to be doing your thing, just say, I want to be single and I want to be doing my thing. I don't want to be in this relationship anymore. Don't make it out like, make you feel shit and make you feel like you've done something wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, make you feel like you ruined the relationship. It's like, actually, that's what he's doing. So he's a horrible person.
Yeah, it's so sad, like, when people will make someone feel that. That's probably the worst thing.
The worst things ever to do, no?
Like, accuse someone of something with no proof and make that will drive a person crazy.
Crazy. Yeah, but and that's especially why you have to be smart enough to see through it.
That's what I'm saying. Especially a girl that maybe a bit young, a little bit maybe naive, like, that will drive her crazy and that will have long-term effects, I think.
Yeah, look, you're not going to get your closure from him and you're not going to get the answers from him. So just get it from us.
Yeah.
Like, read between the lines. He just want to have his cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
Period.
Ooh, I mean, damn. Those dilemmas.
Honestly. But
we will be back with some more dilemmas, guys, because I can't get through them all.
I'm really looking forward to more dilemmas.
Do you know what? Tomorrow we'll do a catch up and we'll do a few more dilemmas as well. Yeah, we'll add in a few for our Patreon episode.
Mm-hmm.
We love you guys. Make sure you share, you like, you subscribe.
Thank you for being with me during my like really bad menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Really cheer me up.
Yeah. And also if you want an extra episode, we do an extra episode every single week on a Thursday on Patreon. So make sure you subscribe on that as well. We love you and we will see you either Thursday or next week. Bye.
Love you.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.